This is VOA News. Your remote, I'm Melissa Melton. The World Health Organization, or WHO, warned on Monday there could be no return to normality anytime soon, as too many countries are bungling their response to the coronavirus pandemic. After a daily record of 230,000 new cases of COVID-19 were reported to the WHO on Sunday, the UN Health Agency said the pandemic was only going to get worse unless people stuck to the basics of physical distancing, hand washing, and wearing masks. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus warned that countries were easing their way out of lockdowns were now witnessing a resurgence of the virus because they were not following proven methods to reduce risks. Let me be blunt, he said. Too many countries are headed in the wrong direction. He went on to say that if governments do not roll out a comprehensive strategy to suppress transmission of the virus, and if populations do not follow basic public health principles, the pandemic is going to get worse, in his words, and worse and worse. The coronavirus has killed nearly 570,000 people and infected more than 12.9 million since the outbreak emerged in China last December. Tedros said four scenarios are playing out around the world. They were countries that were alert and avoided large outbreaks, those that got a major outbreak under control, those who eased restrictions but are now backsliding, and those that are in an intense transmission phase. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Monday she could not guarantee that EU member states would reach an agreement on a coronavirus recovery fund and a multi-year budget at a leaders' summit this week, given the differences remain. She added that Italy and Germany agreed on the basic structure of EU proposals. She was meeting with Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte. From Washington, this is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Monday it was important to wear face coverings in confined spaces such as shops, and added that the government would be making an announcement in the coming days on possible steps to make them mandatory. Critics have accused Johnson's government of failing to offer clarity on the mask issue in the days since he began backtracking on previous advice, suggesting such coverings were not necessary. But Johnson says the scientific research is now showing that masks help stop the transmission of COVID-19. Johnson said Monday, just to be absolutely clear, face coverings do have a real value in confined spaces, and I do think the public understand that. Here are some of the latest developments in the coronavirus crisis. Latin America leapfrogged the United States and Canada to become the world's second worst affected region for coronavirus deaths. AFP is reporting this. Brazil accounts for almost half of Latin America's recorded fatalities. And the International Monetary Fund, or IMF, cut its Middle East and North Africa economic forecast to the lowest level in 50 years over the twin shocks of the pandemic and low oil prices. The region's economies could contract by 5.7% this year and by as much as 13% in countries torn by the conflict. Up to 9.7 million children affected by school closures due to the pandemic are at risk of never going back to class. That's a warning by the aid organization Save the Children. Citing UNESCO data, it says in April, 1.6 billion young people were shut out of school and university due to COVID-19 measures. That's about 90% of the world's entire student population. A U.S. federal judge issued an injunction on Monday delaying what would have been the first federal execution in 17 years, just hours before it was to take place. The delay will allow legal challenges to go against a recent lethal injection protocol to play out for now. U.S. District Court Judge Tanya S. Chutkan ordered a stay on the executions of four inmates until further order of the court. The Trump administration is likely to appeal to a higher court so that the executions can proceed. One of the men scheduled to die was a member of a white supremacist group from Yukon, Oklahoma. His execution by lethal injection was scheduled for Monday afternoon at a federal prison in Indiana. A federal appeals court lifted an earlier hold on Lee's execution Sunday. Monday's decision follows a string of appeals during which even the family of victims opposed the execution. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.